ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to give you some instructions, and you can just follow this meditation and feel it as an opportunity to start to recognize both the subtle connectedness that you can feel between your inner body and the physical world, and also the experience that begins to reveal itself to us when we're willing to let some of the ways we tend to identify ourselves to dissolve. This is a process of laya, which means dissolution, in which we let the elements in our physical body dissolve into the elements of the physical world. And then we meditate on what remains. So begin to be very present to the physical sensations of your body. The solidity in the bones. The earthiness of your flesh, your skin. The fleshiness of the organs inside your body, your fingernails. Just see if you can really tune in to the solidity inside your body. And feeling the solid elements in your own body, now cast your mind into the physical universe and become aware of the solidity of rocks, of trees, of the earth's soil. Now imagine that the solidity in your physical body dissolves into the solidity of the physical world. Your bones, your flesh, melt into the rocks and trees. Now feel into the fluidity in your body. The flow of blood, the moisture in your around your eyeballs, the lymph, inside your mouth. Light moisture in your armpits. All the different expressions of fluidity. And feel that the fluid liquid elements in your body are dissolving into the waters of the physical world, the oceans, the rivers, the rain. Let your own fluids become one with the oceans and the rivers. Just let yourself be in that recognition. And now become aware of the heat inside your body. Maybe there's an actual sensation of heat that you can be aware of. Or you can be aware of heat as the neurons firing, which may be underneath, behind your awareness. But which are actually allowing all the physical processes in the body to be experienced and maintained. the electrical impulses that regulate your body. And feel that the fiery element, the electricity inside your body, is joining with the fiery element in the universe, joining with the lightning, joining with the sun, joining with the fire that is inherent in wood, joining with all the electrical currents that are running through every system in this modern world, feeling the conjoining of the electrical impulses in your body with the electricity that's powering lights and computers and running through the fiber optic cables and allowing this conversation to happen. Just let the fire, the electricity inside your body, dissolve into the electricity around you. And now be aware of your breath and of all the different gases and pockets of air inside your body. The way in which the air moving through your body powers your life. And see if you can feel that the air in your body, the prana in your body, the breath, the air in your lungs, is all dissolving into the air around you. You breathe in, and with the exhalation, your breath becomes one with the air outside. And see if you can now become aware of the space the spaces inside your body that allow all the organs to remain in balance, the spaces between the atoms and molecules of your body, which we now know through physics. We know that atoms and molecules are mostly space. See if you can let the space inside and the space outside, including the space that surrounds the Earth, to dissolve into each other. And recognizing the utter interconnectivity between the elements of your body and the elements in the universe, listen to these words and we'll end. These are words from my guru, Swami Muktananda. He says, "What is the universe? Supreme Shiva has himself become earth, water, fire, air, space, rivers, oceans, and various bodies. The same nameless one pervades countless forms, shapes, and names. The infinite beauty of the cosmos is the self's own glory. Whatever the figures painted on a canvas, whatever the style, they are the creation of the same painter, who uses the same brush, the same colors, the same power conception. The maker of the whole cosmos is Shiva, Chitti, Shakti. It is made in Shiva. The paints and brushes and canvas are all Shiva. All this is Paramashiva manifesting only itself. One who knows that all manifestation is the splendor of myself is not disturbed even when thoughts and emotions move inside the mind. For to such a person, all these and the substance of which they are made are nothing but vibrations of Supreme Shiva, Supreme Shakti. Considering all space, time, and forms to be the sport of consciousness, one attains the state of divinity even in the midst of mental activity. All his ideas are Shiva, his images are Shiva, his agitation is Shiva, and its consequences are also Shiva. Regarding everything as a part of herself, she remains tranquil.